What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And getting into the news here, a lot of stuff going on here. Let's look at guns and gun control. And by the way, one of the members posted another message to whatreallyhappened.com about yet another case where a homeowner was able to thwart a robbery, stop it before it happened, using a legally owned firearm. So it's a good thing. But look at the cities where they have the strongest gun control. And it's not working. They have very high homicide rates, because the criminals are always going to have access to guns, and the law-abiding citizens are unable to defend themselves or to deter being attacked. The criminals with their guns are wandering around cities in which they know all of their potential victims cannot fight back. And we're seeing some of our cities turning into war zones, urban war zones. Baltimore has doubled Chicago's homicide rate in 2017. And, of course, the gun grabbers are out there saying, well, we just need more gun control laws. And people will point out places like Chicago and Baltimore and say that the laws aren't working. And the gun grabbers will say, well, yeah, those laws didn't work, but more laws will fix it. And they can't make that leap to understanding that when you disarm the law-abiding citizen, crime will run rampant, which is why I keep saying anti-gun is pro-crime. And the gun grabbers will say, well, you just trust in the police. Trust in the police, they'll take care of you. That's what they're there for. No, they're not. They're there to write traffic tickets and civil forfeiture and all the rest of it. And in the latest embarrassment, apparently over in Massachusetts, there are 8,000 drug convictions that will now likely be thrown out because a former lab employee admitted that she was actually taking the drugs she was supposed to be testing. Cops would arrest somebody, they'd come on in. This lady would just enjoy the drugs, and then she'd write up a fictitious report. And apparently this is on top of another 21,000 criminal drug cases involving a different state chemist who was faking tests. It's amazing. It's just amazing. The police can't police themselves. What makes you think they could do anything for us out here? Now, again, I think at this point we need to learn a lesson from prohibition. Prohibition does not work. Prohibition led to unparalleled crime and corruption in the United States of America. It literally reshaped our political system, as the gangsters were able to buy their way into positions of power. And the same thing is happening all over again under drug prohibition, where those who traffic in cocaine and heroin are able to buy themselves into positions of extreme power. And they're not doing it because they like the American people and want to do what's right by them. So in the end, I think the United States ultimately will be forced to do what so many other countries have done, and that is to decriminalize drugs, take away the profit motive, make them legal. Yes, there are going to be people who are going to be dealing with addiction, but probably a lot fewer, because probably most people, if they don't have some drug dealer offering free samples down by the schoolyard, aren't going to experiment with those drugs to begin with. That's certainly been the outcome in these other countries that decriminalized the drugs. The drug problem went down. Now, the Department of Homeland Security, our United States Department of Homeland Security, is expanding operations into more than 70 countries around the world. And I thought Donald Trump said we were no longer going to be the world's policemen. But apparently the DHS is out there trying to strengthen international security while preventing a terrorist attack, drug shipment, or human smuggling ring. The problem is that every time the Department of Homeland Security actually tests the security at the airports, it comes up abysmal. It's another huge waste of money. Vast sums of money disappearing into the system with no real tangible benefit coming back. Same thing with the NSA, same thing with CIA, same thing with FBI. They've all been turned into rackets. Now, there was an interesting article that came on out, and this is over Freedom's Phoenix, talking about the feminist threat to women and men. And they're talking about the current propaganda. This is from Paul Craig Roberts, by the way. They're putting out the current propaganda that somehow we men are encouraging abuse and violence against women, especially by other men who are in positions of power. And this article goes back to point out how these things are a matter of fashion, as I've said many times before, reminding us all that back when men were being gentlemen to women, opening the door for them, picking up the check, pulling out the chair for them, the feminists were complaining back then that we were disempowering women. In other words, there's no making these ladies happy. They just want to complain for the sake of complaining. They are part of that segment of our population that can only find meaning for their life by always finding something to complain about or be offended by. So when we were being nice to women, that was a bad thing. When men are being bad to women, that's a bad thing. There's no making them happy. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates, plural, who are just now rejoining the network. So let's talk a little bit about computers here, and let's talk about Apple, because the revelation that Apple has intentionally slowed down older iPhones is ricocheting around the world. Now, Apple is still trying to claim that the only reason they were doing that was to maximize battery lifespan, so that your phone would last longer. I seriously doubt it, and nobody's buying that. And apparently, American iPhone users are very angry over this tampering with the iPhones, apparently in a bid to get you so disgusted with your old pokey smartphone that you'll rush right on out and buy a new $1,000 iPhone X. But Apple has apologized over the handling of the slowdown. And to try and make it up to the owners of older phones, they have now slashed the price of a replacement battery from $79 to $29. Too little, too late. And apparently, Apple executives in France are actually looking at jail time. There's a French law regarding this kind of sabotage of a product by a corporation. And some of them could actually go to jail over that. And that might be something refreshing to start seeing CEOs of any company that sells a dangerous, defective, poorly made product actually get jail time out of it. I remember when I was a kid in grade school, and as part of our social studies, meaning our early exposure to propaganda, we were constantly told about how terrible life was in the Soviet Union. And they'd show photos of people driving obviously older cars and photos in their homes with obviously older appliances and saying, see, they can't afford anything new. That's how terrible life is in the Soviet Union. And as has been the case with so much else that we were taught about the Soviet Union, it was a misrepresentation, because in the Soviet Union, they understood that planned obsolescence and having to buy the same thing over and over and over and over again was ultimately bad for the general population and their economic well-being. And so in the old Soviet Union, factory managers were told to make products that would last a very long time. And that's why Soviet citizens were driving old cars. They didn't need to buy a new one. That's why they had an old refrigerator. They didn't need to buy a new one. And factory managers who produced defective products would get sent to prison, sent to the gulag. Here in this country, planned obsolescence has resulted in tremendous environmental damage, a population that is working as hard as they can just to stay where they are right now, to have a working smartphone, to have a working computer, to have a working car. But the business model is every 5 years, a new car. Every 5 years, a new computer. Every 3 to 5 years, a new smartphone. And you go on out and you spend your money to do that, and you're still there with the car, the cell phone, and the laptop. You are not improving your standard of living. Now, as you know, there's been a lot of cyber crime, cyber warfare all over the world, a lot of it targeting Ukraine, which led to suspicions that this was Western hackers trying to learn as much about Russia computers for cyber attacks. And to sort of counter that propaganda, the Express over in Great Britain came on out saying it's Russian hackers using Ukraine as a training ground for an attack on Great Britain. I seriously doubt it. But I'm very, very angry that in the coming world war, even us non-combatants, even us civilians, we're in the war zone because of the computers in our home. Every home with a computer is part of the war zone. Article over in techrepublic.com reminding everybody here at the end of the year, after all the hacks, they're pointing out that people still seem to want to have simple, easy-to-remember passwords like admin and 123456. And that, of course, is extremely dangerous because in a brute force attack on your machine, those most commonly used passwords are going to be the very first ones spit into your login system. And in many of these major hacks that we've seen, it turned out that there were default passwords being used where people got a router and didn't change the default password, or they were using very simple passwords, or in a couple of cases, no passwords at all, just completely unsecured data. And there seems to be this idea among computer users that computer hacking and computer crime, well, that hits the big boys. That hits people with a lot of money. No, these bots that are out there all over the net trying to feed out ransomware, they're not being selective. They're going after every single machine they can find because they're making money at it, huge amounts of money. Either ransom for ransomware or hijacking your computer as a Bitcoin miner, they're making vast amounts of money off of your machinery. And you need to responsibility for your security, which means also taking responsibility for your privacy, because we know the government wants to break into our computers just to see what we're doing. They don't know that we're doing anything. There's no actual suspicion of a crime. They just feel that they want to peek just for their own comfort level. All of this a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Now, we talked about this earlier in the week, but we're going to come back to it. Apparently, Donald Trump is considering a rollback on the Deepwater Horizon regulations. And basically what it was, in the wake of the Deepwater Horizon disaster, it came on out that oil companies, drilling companies, were ignoring the few regulations that were out there. The Minerals Management Service, which is supposed to be the U.S. government agency overseeing mining and drilling and make sure that it is safe, wasn't doing their job. And there was an immediate rush to pass some new regulations to keep a tighter control over oil drilling. One regulation I wish they had put through, but they did not, was to mandate automatic acoustic blowout preventers on all the wells. Almost every other oil-producing country in the world requires them. These are automated systems that would hear the blowout before it could really get going and slam the valve shut. Not to be. But apparently, the Wall Street Journal is reporting some of the changes include easing rules requiring the streaming of real-time data of oil production operations to facilities onshore, which allows regulators to see what's going on. Another rule that may be removed, it requires third-party inspectors of equipment, such as the blowout preventer, to receive certification by the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, which is the agency housed in the Interior Department to regulate oil drilling, along with the Minerals Management Service. So basically, Trump is caving into the oil companies. He's going to let them go back to being in charge of their own safety and security and equipment. and it didn't work the last time. But again, when you look at the behavior of these government agencies that are supposed to exercise oversight, they're not doing their job either. It's wide open out there. It's a wild, wild west of mineral exploitation. Okay, let's talk a little bit about human-caused global warming. It is going to be a very cold weekend. If you are in those northern climes, especially over to the East Coast, and you're planning on going out for parades or football games or Times Square at midnight, dress very warmly. They got 5 feet of snow in Erie, Pennsylvania, declared a state of emergency. The National Guard is on the streets. Apparently, down in over in Montreal, it's going to feel, wind chill factor, minus 42 degrees centigrade. That's actually colder than the ambient temperature at the North Pole. Now, International Falls, Minnesota, hit a daily record low of minus 36 degrees Fahrenheit, breaking the previous record that was set in 1924. That is very cold. Story coming out of Freedom's Phoenix again. Another Arctic blast poised to usher in 2018. And this frigid blast will reach the northern Great Plains on Saturday, then sweep southeastward over the balance of the New York Day's weekend. Now, the global warming people are out there trying to say, well, it's the polar vortex. Like, this is supposed to be happening outside the theories predicting human-caused global warming. Yes, humans are warming the planet, but every once in a while there'll be a polar vortex. But it's a unique situation. No, it isn't. We had them the last 3 years running. They're just changing the names to try and make it look like we shouldn't pay attention to how cold it is getting. Story coming out of CNN, no less. New Year's Eve will be almost 40 degrees colder than usual. They're expecting a low of 11 degrees in Times Square with a wind chill of zero. Now, Russian solar scientists have created what appears to be so far the most accurate computer model of the sun. And it's based on the 11-year sunspot cycle, the 22-year magnetic cycle, plus the indications of longer period cycles we're only just now starting to see because we've only been able to study the sun scientifically for the last 100 years. And their latest simulations on their model are showing that 2030 will begin a solar cycle that will last 10 to 14 years of incredibly low sunspot activity, the lowest since the Maunder minimum, which was responsible for the little ice age. Frankly, looking at all these cold weather reports going on, I think the ice age has already started. And we should take a moment here to remember all those climate change experts back in 2000, 1990, winters would be warmer and there'd be less snow because of human-caused global warming. In fact, March 20th, 2000, headline in the UK Independent, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And this article went on about how older folks were going to have to just describe to children or show them photographs of what snow was like because it wouldn't be happening anymore. Actually, snow cover has continued to increase overall since the 1950s. And we have caught a lot of these global warming people fudging the data. Hadley Climate Research Unit, Penn State, NASA, NOAA, pushing the political agenda. Now, Donald Trump, of course, is taking advantage of this. And we'll have more about that after these words from our sponsors.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder, and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully, there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about human-caused global warming and just how incredibly cold this winter is shaping up to be. So Donald Trump basically is looking at all these cold temperatures, and he's tweeting on out there saying, obviously, we're justified in pulling out of that Paris Climate Accord. And what's really amazing is in the article that was talking about this in the Daily Mail, they felt obliged at the bottom to point out how climate experts are saying that human-caused global warming is the reason we're getting all this snow and ice. Back in 2000, global warming will mean less ice, less snow. And today it's, well, look at all the snow and ice. It's all the fault of human-caused global warming. Reminds me of the feminists. When you're being bad to women, that's bad. When you're being good to women, that's bad. You cannot make these people happy because they're pushing an agenda. It was a scam right from the very, very beginning. We live in a world of scams. Our entire government is nothing but scams and rackets. Speaking of which, over in California, they're working on a high-speed rail system, and the politician who used to be supporting it is out there saying it's almost a crime The project's costs have ballooned to nearly $3.5 billion for each new mile of track. And it's another boondoggle. And we've got one right here in Hawaii, the light rail system. A year ago, I talked to some of the people from the light rail and said, when is the section down here, the bottom of our hill, going to be done? Because the traffic is snarled up, all the construction, lane closures. And this was in December of last year. And they said, oh, it'll be on by February. And here we are, December of this year, and it's still there. And it's a huge cost. There's a public demand for a full audit of where all the money went. It's billions of dollars in cost overruns. They're already having to repair sections of the track as being deficient. They had a problem where the rail cars showed up with cracks in the frames. And because they're aluminum-framed, aluminum body, it's actually cheaper to just build new cars than to try and fix the current ones. And it's just the list goes on and on. And one of the big problems they're dealing with right now is that the supports for the stations to get on and off the trains were contracted out and finalized before it was known how heavy the stations themselves were going to be. And now there's a concern those supports are going to have to be redone. This is your government on drugs. Now, a California-based nonprofit organization, Physicians for Informed Consent, they've been around for a long time. They do very, very good work. They reported in the British Medical Journal that every year in the United States, 5,700 children are driven into seizures by the MMR triple vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella. 5,700 kids driven into seizures by this shot. And what's really angering for a lot of parents is the single shots where you go and you get one shot for mumps, then you wait a little bit, you get another shot for measles, you wait a little bit, then you get the rubella shot. Those aren't even available anymore. The attitude is you're required to take this shot and this is the shot we're going to give your kid. And yes, there's a small chance that your child will go into a seizure over it, but it's just maximizing profitability. They get all the money for three vaccines with the labor cost of one shot. And they're causing a lot of harm. Now, this flu that Claire and I had, I'm over it already. Claire is still, unfortunately, dealing with it. It turns out this year's flu shot was totally ineffective against it. So why are they still out there screaming everyone should get the flu shot? Because it makes money. Because it's making money. And that's what it's really all about. Our society has raised money to the top of the altar. And that's people are driven to do whatever it takes to get money to keep the bankers happy, to which we all owe so much without our choice. And that's an important thing to remember. Wasn't all that long ago, you could, if you wanted, live your life without involving yourself with a bank. People were paid in cash. People would pay in cash. They'd save up to buy things. And today, our society, it's impossible to live without being in debt. And now with the cash-free society, the bankers want all of the money under their control. And it's rather amazing because none of it is their money. Well, they see it as their money that they graciously loan to us at interest. We've descended into fascism, and if it keeps going, we're going to wind up in a feudalist society, the return of serfdom. And that is certainly not what was designed by the founding fathers. We're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof. Pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, if you want to support Republic Broadcasting, keep us on the air. The postal address to send a check or money order is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number, if you want to pledge being a recurring subscriber to RBN, is 800-724-2719, extension 03. Meanwhile, our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we're down to the last half hour of our last show for the year 2017. A lot of people talking about Amazon and the special deals that it gets with the U.S. Post Office, where the Post Office is actually losing money delivering Amazon packages. And everybody's wondering, how did this come about? And we know Amazon's an incredibly wealthy company. We know they're very abusive of their employees. And people are wondering, How do they get away with this to become so large? Who's protecting their operation? Who's protecting them from labor laws? And who was it who set up a deal where the post office is losing money delivering for Amazon at a time when the post office really can't afford to be losing any money anyway? Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, Michael, happy New Year to you. 2018 is going to be a wonderful year. But, yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is what's going on. I don't know if you saw the report, what's going on in Hungary, where the Hungarian government's basically telling George Soros and all those cronies, we don't need no more illegal Muslims coming in here. We're going to make our own women have children, and we're going to populate our own country with our own people. And the same thing should be Donald Trump should be thinking about here. $28 billion to bring in these DACA the kids. $28 billion for 10 years, these kids, to support them. No, we need to start supporting our women to have our own kids in our country, the European, Northern Europeans. We don't need a bunch of third worlders coming here and then the anchor babies and all that nonsense. We've got to take like the Hungarian government's getting ready to do. Start paying our own women, give them $25,000, $30,000 for each kid they have. That's what we need to start doing in the United States. We don't need to be importing another country's culture. We don't need that. We need to start taking care of them. Americans first. You speak the
absolutely
language,
agree.
English.
Absolutely agree. And again, Donald Trump this year has been a disappointment in terms of implementing his promises of getting our borders under control. They're still arguing over the border wall. Trump is being forced to negotiate on amnesty for the existing Dreamers. Of course, all of this is already a violation of Title VIII law in this country. And as I was mentioning earlier in the context of the absolutely shocking numbers of homeless in the streets of America, why is there all this tax money available for these refugees coming into this country and nothing available for American citizens who've lived and worked here all their lives? And there is something hideously out of synchronization when you look at this.
Yeah, Michael, it's absurd. And look at how the veterans are. I know here in South Florida, you have veterans that are homeless, all living all over the place in cardboard boxes. You can go downtown Miami or Fort Lauderdale and see the homeless. It's disgraceful. And you're going to bring in a third world invasion in here, and they don't even know how to speak English. It's amazing to me what's happened here. And these Democrats that are running on like that Schumer and all that, you know, that Chuck Schumer, you think he actually working, he might as well be working for Israeli intelligence. I mean,
yes.
They have this guy Wiener going to jail yesterday, Anthony Wiener. I'm still telling you that Wiener probably has stuff that he gave Israel to blow people's mind. And Abedin and all that nonsense. And here I always hear about the Russian collusion with Trump. This is insane. But Michael, I have to agree with you 100%. If Donald Trump caves in on DACA, which is their dream, it's our nightmare. It's what might be their dream. It's a nightmare for the American public. If that happens, I tell you right now, Donald Trump's going to have a big time winning next election. He'll have a big time.
Yeah, I think Donald Trump is on his way to being a single-term president. He's probably the biggest single disappointment of 2017. And again, I'll be very honest. The main reason I supported Donald Trump was I was opposed to Hillary Clinton being in that Oval Office. And I think had she gotten the Oval Office, things would be even worse than they are right now. But I'm sick and tired of always having to choose between the lesser of two evils every time there's a ballot box in front of me. And we look at some of these politicians who are out there and we're asking, is this the best that our society can produce? And the answer is no. These are the very worst people that our society produces, people who are criminals, drug smugglers, gun runners, working with the CIA to overthrow other governments. And they've captured the political system in this country, and they've turned this into a new Tripoli, a new pirate kingdom that is basically a nation that anchors global piracy.
Yeah, you're right, Michael. You're 100% right. Listen, you know, they're talking about how Donald Trump has decimated ISIS, and that's a wonderful thing, that he got rid of ISIS.
He didn't
do it. Look at all the gang members. Well, I don't know, but look at all the gang members we have here in the United States, Michael. In L.A. alone, you have 100,000 illegal gang members, Chicago, New York, Baltimore, Philadelphia. I mean, all these cities are nothing but gangs. Detroit, it's a madhouse. And, you know, I guess Trump is trying to do something with ISIS. I know he did more than Barry Sotero, Hussein Obama, but I still say that, you know, Trump has got he's got to put full throttle down. There's no way we're going to allow DACA. If he allows DACA, it's going to set a precedent. All these people are is Democratic voters. And I'll tell you right now, Michael, crazy that guy Moore was in Georgia. They say you got all this. That was a stolen election. It was a totally stolen election on this guy Moore because 98% of Afro-American blacks came out and voted for this guy Jones. If the whites were to do that, or the media, they're a bunch of white racists. That's all you hear. But when 98% of the Afro-American can vote for their candidate, no problem, because they're the one. Well, they're not the minority in a lot of areas. They're the majority. So that's another farce that the media is perpetrating. But, you know, this whole thing, we'll see how 2018 turns out, but I still say that if Trump goes with DACA, Michael, I'm in agreement with you. He's a one-term president. He's playing stuff on DACA and he builds the wall, and I can say he's a two-term president. But we'll see how this plays out. It's going to be very interesting how this is going to be in the next month or two. And he's got a lot of rhinos and Republicans that are sellouts. That lame brain, insane McCain, keep talking. He's a war hero. My father's in Korea. My uncle's in World War II. My grandfather's in World War I. Those are war heroes. Not John McCain, where he's got caught and starts stewing like a pigeon, and he's the greatest thing that ever came out of Vietnam and all that. Come on. What kind of media crap are these idiots trying to push on us? Spin doctors.
Well, it's the same stuff they've been pushing for all of our lifetimes. The only difference is now we know what it really is, and Americans are waking up to the scale of the lies that we are surrounded with every single day. Lies by politicians and the media, it's not an occasional thing. It is an ongoing flood, a deluge, a tsunami. We are the most lied to people on the face of the earth. But we need to recognize that and start adjusting our perceptions accordingly. Again, there's Soros and his globalists who want a one-world government. And by looking at what they're doing in the areas where they're succeeding, you realize that one-world government will be a very strict fascist dictatorship. It'll have to be just to survive the circumstances of its own creation, because it is a government being created through fraud and underhanded means.
They'll be worse than the Nazis, Michael. You're 100% correct. They're the Bolsheviks. They're the new Bolsheviks. And what's going on with the United States is this media that we got are such – look at how they have. They have Mad Cow on there, Rachel Mad Cow. You got that Anderson Cooper and that other weirdo – I mean, all these weirdos, they got this guy Lemon. I mean, that's what we're all getting at. There's a bunch of lemons anymore in this our media. There are a bunch of lemons, and it's a lie. You know, it's hopefully it all gets exposed here real soon. I mean, it seems like slowly but surely it is, you know. So,
yeah, I think that's a note of hope going into 2018, is that the American people are waking up to what's going on. And more and more, I've got people who come up to me and say, you know, I read your website and I listen to your radio show. And, you know, a few years ago, I would have thought you were a nutcase. But it's obvious, yeah, this stuff is really going on. And again, I think the best possible outcome for the entire world would be a Soviet Union-style collapse of the U.S. Government. Because that would not only pull the rug out from all the U.S. wars around the world, it would also pull the rug out from under the globalists. Because without the U.S. military, they can't complete their plan. Because China's not going to go along with it. Russia's not going to go along with it. More and more countries are basically pulling away from this idea of a one-world government, a one-world bank, a one-world currency. They can see that this whole plan is just for the benefit of the global elites, and has got nothing to do with quality of life by ordinary people.
Well, you're absolutely right, Michael. And thank you for everything you do as far as waking up the American public. Because believe me, since I've been listening, you woke up a lot of people. I let a lot of other people know what's going on, and they're listening to you. And people are waking up. I can tell you, everybody I get to talk to, they waking up, and they know it's all phony, fake. It's a disgrace. And, you know, people woke up. That's what I'm telling you. I think it's going to be like major revolution here in 2018, where people are really going to wake up to this media, the government, how the cabal. I call it the cabal, and you know, we'll see how it happens. I mean, it's really amazing what's going on, because people are waking up. And one more good thing: look at the Hungarian government; they have woke up to Soros and all this this EU bullcrap, where they're trying to perpetrate the white Northern Europeans in Hungary to accept all these Muslim invaders. And I mean, it's insane. There's no go zones all over Europe. Paris and
yes.
England and Germany, it's a madhouse. So look at the United States, same place. We got the same thing here in some of our cities. You can't even go in a city, you'll get shot. So
yes.
Let's just hope that it all turns out in the right, in the righteousness of how our country is founded. So that's all I can tell you. And like I said, Michael, have a great Happy New Year, and you and your staff. Thank you for everything you did.
Happy New Year to you as well. And we're going to switch over to Lenny in Los Angeles. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? Merry after Christmas and Happy New Year to be.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay, first I want to speak to the caller who just got off. He just made a major mistake in saying that Trump got rid of ISIS. Trump didn't get rid of ISIS. It was Russia, Syria, Iraq, and Hezbollah. Yes, Hezbollah, who got rid of ISIS in Syria. And they're still dealing with that in the sense that just today, yesterday, the Russian government announced that they have proof that the U.S. is still lifting ISIS commanders out of northern Syria and shipping them to Afghanistan.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you know, what's Trump going to do? Stand up there and say we lost in Syria? The war hawks are not going to like that. They want to keep the momentum going for the eventual war against Iran. And so basically Trump is out there taking credit for what Putin did and trying to make it look like we emerged victorious from Syria, even though the actual agenda in Syria, which was the replacement of Bashar al-Assad with a Western puppet, has not been achieved. But they're trying to convince you that we're still a great power and that we're still winning all over the world. And because Americans, by and large, are opposed to war, but they're a little bit more willing to go along with it if they think we're somehow victorious and on the side of the right. And so any war propaganda that you're going to see is pushing those two ideas. This war is morally right for our side to be on, and we are prevailing. No matter how bad it may look like we're losing, we're actually still winning if you just spin it correctly.
Exactly. But some of us, you know which way the spin is being spun. But another thing I want to speak to about the Hungarians, I say hooray for the Hungarians, hooray for the Poles, hooray for the Czechs, all of these Slavic and Eastern European countries who are starting to wake up. They're starting to wake up because of one man, and that is Vladimir Putin. And what you have, this guy was going on about, this is what's called forced multiculturalism. Okay, forced multiculturalism. This is not the natural state of being for any species, which is monoculturalism. So what we're having now is a reject of something that's being forced, contrived, just because a few elite, demonic, possessed people have an agenda that they want to get rid of what creation has given. And they want to recreate it in their own image.
Yeah, what they want to do is they want to take all of the human population and blur them together to destroy any sense of cultural, regional, historical identity, because people who have a strong sense of who they are and their connection to where they live are much more difficult to control than people who are wandering around saying, I have no idea what's going on. There are all these different cultural references around me. And it's not just blending all the cultures together. The new artificially imposed cultures are being reinforced while the indigenous existing culture and history are under attack. And we're seeing all this talk about being tolerant to Muslims and tolerant to Jews. At the same time, Christianity is under attack. White people are under attack. We're seeing an attack on our own history, the teardown of all these Confederate monuments. And now they're even saying that the American flag is racist. And it's basically trying to disconnect the people from their cultural heritage in order to make them easier to push around.
Exactly. And we saw the same thing going on in Syria. When ISIS got there, what did they do? They started to destroy the history of Syria. What does that have in common with the monuments being destroyed here? I'm talking to the gentleman in Florida who just called. Can't you see there's a bigger agenda? Find out who's behind all of this. Go after that. And that may help cure your problem of the anger that you have.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Have a happy new year. Okay, getting back to the news. Sinabung volcano has erupted, sent an ash cloud 4.6 kilometers into the sky. Large pyroclastic flows are hurtling down the flanks. It's going to be a huge, huge eruption. The good news is, of course, that the area, the red zone where the pyroclastic flows are headed, had already been evacuated by the government of Sumatra. So it's going to be spectacular, and there's going to be a lot of destruction, but fortunately they got the people out of the way just in time. Apparently they've had a little bit of a whoopsie over there in Russia. They were getting ready to launch a satellite from Russia's new Vostochny Cosmodrome in the country's far east. And they launched the rocket, and it promptly went the wrong way. And they discovered the reason was the rocket had originally been programmed for a launch from Baikonur, which Moscow leases from Kazakhstan. So the rocket thought it was someplace else on planet Earth when it was fired. These things do happen. There was a very famous incident where an Ariane 5 rocket exploded shortly after liftoff because it had had the software for the Ariane 4 loaded into it by mistake. All right, we're coming up here on our last commercial break of our last show of 2017. When we come on back, we're going to close out the program and have a few final closing thoughts to say.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment of our program on this last broadcast for the year 2017. And again, a reminder, Monday's show will be a repeat, and we'll be back live on Tuesday. So looking back over 2017, it certainly started out as a year of promise. We had managed to keep Hillary Clinton from stealing the Oval Office, only to have Donald Trump, rather than drain the swamp as he promised to do, started hiring in the alligators to key White House positions. And that was his biggest mistake. Coming into the White House, he wanted to be generous and magnanimous in victory, and he kept a lot of the holdovers from the Obama administration, thinking that now that he was the boss and, in effect, signing the paychecks, that the staffers in the White House administration would be loyal to him. And that's usually the way it works in the world of business. It's not how it works in Washington, D.C. And looking back over the last year, I have to be very honest, I am very disappointed in Donald Trump. He's done a few things that I think benefit the nation and the people. But for the most part, it's been giveaways to the wealthy, giveaways to the elite, to giveaways to Israel, a continuance of the war policy. I agreed with him pulling out of the global warming hoax, but that's just one or two things I agree with amidst a rather large bulk of things that I don't agree with. And the reality is, we, the American people, did not get the Donald Trump we voted for. We didn't get the Donald Trump who was campaigning last year. Again, nothing new with that. All politicians say all kinds of things we want to hear. I remember when Obama was running for his first term in office, and he was talking about how as soon as he was president, he was going to end the wars and bring all of our children back home. And that didn't happen. And maybe they're all just hoping that eventually we'll get used to the idea that we vote for the best talker or the best dressed every year and then accept the government that comes afterwards. But I'm not ready to do that, because this nation is supposed to be founded on the principle that those that we entrust with the nation's sovereignty, those that we entrust with power and authority over us, do so with our best interests in heart and with our permission and blessing. And in a year in which election fraud has already reared its ugly head yet again, I think it's important that we go into 2018 realizing that the United States is not the nation we all thought it was. It's not the nation we were taught that it was. That there's a very, very ugly reality behind all the spin and propaganda and public relations. And Americans, unfortunately, are going to have to stand up and take the responsibility of discovering for themselves just what this government has been doing around the world in our name and with our money, because it's not very pleasant. But it's not going to go away by people choosing to pretend it doesn't exist. The United States has become the new evil empire, and it is causing unimaginable amounts of harm and suffering around the globe. And I fear it's going to end very badly for the entire world, and yes, indeed, for the United States itself. I'm rather amazed that we haven't had a major escalation of the wars, but that could happen as soon as Sunday night, Monday morning. So anyway, here we are wrapping up for 2017. We're going into the holiday weekend. And again, if you're in the northern parts of the country, dress warmly. It is unusually cold for this time of year. Please drive safely. Do not drink and drive. Get a designated driver. Have yourselves a really good weekend. We'll see you on Tuesday. Aloha, America.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.